啊，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all.
啊，最近我们在读启示录。
Recently, we've been reading the book of Revelation.
啊，在启示录的前面几章，一共有描写七个教会。
In the first few chapters of Revelation, talked about the seven churches.
啊，在一般教会的了解，这个七个教会就可以指着各种不同的教派。
According to the common understanding, this is referring to the different churches and denominations.
哦，但是我们教会的认识不一样。
But our perception is different.
身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
这个就是真教会。
That is the true church.
那七个教会就是散住在每一个地点的真教会。
And the seven churches are the seven churches that are located at different locations of the true church.
那启示录的预言是非常的深奥。
And the prophecy in this book of the Revelation is very profound.
所以我们试着从灵修的观点来看这个七个教会。
So as we attempt to understand this from a spiritual perspective.
我们现在回来看启示录的第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2 of Revelation.
启示录的第二章，第一节。
Verse 1, to the angel of the church of Ephesus wrote, These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
这个地方说，右手拿个七星在七个金灯台中间行走。的说，那个右手拿七星，在七个灯台中行走是谁
？And so who is this person that holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands？
就是第一章的十三节。
And this person is the one mentioned in chapter 1 verse 13。In the midst of the seven lampstands。One like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band.
14.
And 14, his head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes are like the flame of fire.
15.
And 15, his feet were like the fine brass, as a refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
16.
And he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was like the sun shining in his strength.
这里在讲这个在七个真灯台行走的哈，就是主耶稣啊。
The one who walks in the midst of the seven lampstands is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他用很多的形容词在形容主耶稣。
And here he uses many things to describe the Lord Jesus.
最后说，他的面貌好像烈日放光。
His countenance was like the sun shining in the.
这个就代表神的荣耀神的公义。
This shows the glory and the righteousness of God.
然后口中吐出来一把两刃的剑。
And out of his mouth is a two-edged sword.
就是从神讲的话这个就是。神的道
，let's just say that the words that he has spoken is the truth.
那神的道加上圣灵的感动就变成两刃的剑。
The word of God combined with the movement of the Holy Spirit became the two-edged sword.
它会刺到人的心。
It can pierce into our hearts.
让人能够悔改。
So that we can repent.
他的脚如中炼光明的铜。
His feet were like the fine brass.
就是他的行为是非常纯净的。
Let's just say that his actions are very clean.
所以这里在描写这个教会教会不是一个世界上普通的组织。
So the church is not an ordinary secular organization.
这个教会是由主耶稣在其中的。
But rather, the Lord Jesus is among the church.
是非常尊贵，非常圣洁的。
It's very honorable. It is honorable. It is holy.
因为教会是用他的宝血洁净的。
For the church has been cleansed by the blood of Christ.
这是神看为宝贵的。
This is precious in God's eyes.
所以在第二章里面，我们刚刚读的 在七个金灯台中行走。
So in chapter 2, we read that those who, the one who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
创世纪里面记载哦，神在伊甸园里面行走。
And in Genesis, we recorded how God walked in the Garden of Eden.
教会其实就是属灵的伊甸园。
And the church is the spiritual Garden of Eden.
那神在里面行走。
And God walks amidst the garden.
那神在伊甸园里面行走，所以亚当就可以看见神。
And because God walks amidst the garden, Adam can see God.
亚当可以跟神讲话。
And Adam can speak to God directly.
亚当可以跟神有一个互动的关系。
And there is an interaction between God and Adam.
那除了伊甸园就没有了。
And outside of the garden, that no longer existed.
所以教会是充满万有者所充满。
And so the church is abided by God who fills all in all.
那个充满万有者就是神。
And the one who fills all in all is God.
所以在基督真正的身体里面是神同在的。
So in the body of Christ, he has the abidance of God.
我们在这里可以听到神的话语。
Here we can hear the word of God.
我们在这里可以感受到神的圣灵浇灌。
Here we can experience the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们在这里可以跟神有一个互动的关系，对神有体验。
And here we can find a very close relationship and interaction with God.
那这在我们信仰生活是非常可贵的。
And so this is very precious in our experience of faith.
因为离开伊甸园就很多问题。
Because apart from the Garden of Eden, there will be many problems.
人就被无知跟罪性所控制。
And man will be under the dominion of ignorance.
也没有神的话，我们事情看不清楚，就是无知。
Without the word of God, we become ignorant. We cannot see the truth.
再来，人犯罪，罪就做奴仆，有罪性。
And as men sin, we become slaves to sin.
所以离开教会这个神的国，你就发现很多的问题。
So apart from the church, apart from the kingdom of God, we find that there are many issues and problems out there.
因此，六日劳碌做工哦，这不只是肉体辛苦，有时候心灵上在这个世界上打滚，也是充满很多负面的事情。
So for 6 days, you must labor. We not only labor physically, but also spiritually and mentally.
那我们现在回到教会，神在这里行走。
And now that we can return to the church, where God abides.
从圣经里面看到神的荣耀。
From the Bible, we can see the glory of God.
从圣灵里面体会到神的同在。
From the Holy Spirit, we can experience God's abidance.
从祷告里面，我们跟神有一个互动。
And through prayer, we can find this intimacy with God.
所以我们这很多负面的就被神充满，就渐渐就被冲淡。
So many of our negativity has been washed away by the Spirit of God.
因此，其实来教会是非常好的。
So it is indeed good to be at church.
绝对不是浪费时间。
It is not a waste of time.
因为这是神在走动的地方。
For this is a place where God walks among.
他带给我们都是好的，都是正面的，是光明的。
And what he brings us is good. It is positive. It is what he brings us is light.
所以这里说这个神主耶稣在七个金灯台中行走。
So here it says the Lord Jesus walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
那我们再看第二节。
Let us read verse 2.
第二节，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，看出他们的假来。请读。
He says that I know your works, your labor, your patience. They cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say, they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars.
第三节，请念。
Verse 3, and you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
这个第四节开始在提到以弗所教会的一个缺点。
Here talked about one of the shortcomings of the church.
但是在提到以弗所教会那个缺点之前，第二节先说我知道。
But in verse 2, it first says that I know your works.
这个我知道代表什么？
What does this mean?
代表神对我们所做的功，神对我们的美德的一种接纳跟肯定。
This is an acknowledgement and acceptance of the work that we have done for him.
哦，那接下去才讲啊，我知道你有什么要改进。
And then God continues to say that I know that there are some things you need to improve.
其实这个是我们一个生活很重要一个榜样。
So this is a very important example in our life.
有一些父母，特别是亚裔的。
Many Asian parents.
一开始从早上起来就对小孩子就是责备。
From morning to night, they rebuke their parents.
一开始早上起来就讲你有什么要改进。
From the morning on, he talked about the things that the kids must do better.
也没有肯定他的努力，也没有肯定他的优点。
They do not acknowledge their good points or their positives.
那这样这个小孩子长大就不会感觉到父母很爱他。虽然父母真的很爱他。
So even though parents love them very much, the children cannot feel it.
但在这里，主耶稣很爱我们。
But the Lord Jesus loves us.
所以我们为他所做的，我们的美德，主都纪念。
So all that we have done for him, all that we have done, God knows and he remembers.
所以他说，我知道。
So he says, I know your works.
那其实这一些优点有很多是在暗中做的。
But many of these things were done in secrecy.
但是神都知道。
But yet, God knows.
所以我们在生活当中，如果我们有什么优点，我们为神做了什么事情，其实神都知道。
So if we have done something good, God knows.
那神知道，神都会纪念。
And God will remember.
所以我们如果真的为神做，我们就不需要行善吹号。
So if we truly are doing it for the Lord, there is no need for us to proclaim ourselves.
为什么？因为神知道就够了。
Because it is only sufficient for God to know.
那我们从这个圣经写对以弗所教会的看的一种看见。
And this what the Bible has written regarding the Church of Ephesus.
那让我们就知道说什么叫做智慧。
We understand what is the meaning of wisdom.
智慧就是看到神所看到的，这个叫做智慧。
Wisdom is to be able to see what God has seen.
所以我们就是不断要去认识神。
So we need to strive to know God.
那不断被圣灵感动。
We strive to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
使我们有属神的眼光来看事情。
So that we may see things from the divine perspective.
所以我们看这个七个教会在描写有很多我们真的是不会感觉到这是不好的。
So what was written to these seven churches, there are things that we feel that may not be so bad.
但是在神看起来是不好的。
But in the eyes of God, these are bad.
有一些我们不会觉得这是很好的。
There are some things we feel that are not cannot be considered good.
但是在神看起来这是非常好的。
But to God, these are good things.
所以神在看事情跟我们在看事情是不一样的。
So how God sees things is different from how man sees things.
那我们在看事情跟神越来越靠近，就是表示我们的灵性越来越进步。
So when our point of view is drawing closer to that of God, then that means our spirituality has been elevated.
所以这里说我知道。
So here it says, I know.
这里说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐。
I know your works, your labors, your patience.
所以我们为神的劳碌，我们为着信仰的忍耐，这个神都会纪念的。
So the work that we have done for God, the labor that we have done, God will remember.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你也曾忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，不乏倦。
You persevere and have patience for my name.
那有一点这个神看以弗所教会这是一种优点。
So these are the good points of the church.
就是不能容忍恶人。
That is that they cannot withstand those who are evil.
其实如果我们看第四节
If we read verse 4.
我要责备你一件事情，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
That I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以神很注重教会里面有没有爱的存在。
So God greatly emphasized whether or not there is love within the church.
为什么？因为神就是爱。
And because God is love.
教会如果没有爱，就是没有神。
Without love, then there is no God in the church.
神的本性就是爱。
God's divine nature is love.
那既然神是爱，为什么说不能容忍恶人？
And what does it say here that you cannot bear those who are evil?
这个就是 神的公义。
And so this is the justice or the righteousness of God.
那恶人是什么？
Who are those who are evil?
如果我们再看第二节的下面。
If we read the latter part of verse 2,
你也曾经试验那自称为使徒的，却不是使徒的，看出他们的假来。
That you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars.
什么叫做自称是使徒又不是使徒？
Who are those who say that they are apostles but are not?
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。十二章，十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。十三节。
Verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ.
十四节。
And 14. And no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light.
十五节。
And 15, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
这里讲这个假的使徒，装作基督使徒的榜样。
He says that the false apostles transform themselves into apostles of Christ.
然后撒旦也会装作光明的天使。
And Satan himself may also transform to become angels of light.
所以能够分辨出他们的假，这个要有属灵的智慧。
So it requires spiritual wisdom to discern whether or not a person is a true or a false apostle.
那到底假在哪里？
So what is so false about these apostles?
如果我们看哥林多后书的十一章
，In chapter 11,
第一节
，verse 1, it says that all that you would bear with men that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me.
后书十一章第一节，那第二节
，In verse 2, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy.For I have betrothed you to one husband, and that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
这个中文分作神的愤恨，如果我们看英文， Godly jealousy 是神的嫉妒。
You talked about godly jealousy.
那这个嫉妒存在婚姻里面。
And this jealousy must exist within a marriage.
那我们跟受洗的时候就是许配基督。
When we were baptized, we have been betrothed to Christ.
跟神就有一个婚约的关系。
And just like husband and wife.
所以一个人最宝贵就是他的纯洁纯真。
Our preciousness is our purity, our chastity.
那我们跟神许配的时候，最宝贵就是他信仰的纯真。
When we have been betrothed to Christ, it is the purity and chastity of our faith.
那现在有人来传另一个耶稣。
But now, when someone preaches a different Christ,
来传另外一个灵
preaches a different spirit,
传另外一个福音
or a different gospel.
既然是另外一个，就是有两个了。
And so that means now there are two.
那两个就是有一个对，有一个错的。
And of the two, one must be right, and the other one must be wrong.
所以这个所谓假使徒就是传另外一个。
So the false apostles are the ones that preach.The other gospel.
但是使徒这个以弗所教会他们有属灵的眼光能够分辨出来。
So the members in Ephesus were able to discern.
因此才说你不能容忍恶人。这里的恶人不是行为上的恶人，是指着传假道。
So that is why it says here that you cannot bear those who are evil, meaning those who preach the false teachings.
那这在神面前呢，这是一种神所纪念的美德。
So this is a virtue remembered by God.
所以我们回来看启示录的第二章。
So if we turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
那第二章我们现在就看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
请读。
Nevertheless, I have this against you that you have left your first love.
这里说你把起初的爱心离弃了。如果我们看英文 first love, 就第一个第一个爱。
And so this first love is the love that they had from the very beginning.
每一个人在结婚之前大概都有恋爱的经验。
Before marriage, we go through this where there are boyfriends and girlfriends.
啊，那有时候这个第一个爱啊，常常是印象最深。
And we have the deepest recollection of our first love.
那也因为爱而结婚。
And because of love, we become married.
哦，那为什么有的人到一半婚姻会发生问题？
Why is it that some people, their marriage, have problems?
就是这个爱已经开始在消退。
Because their love has started to diminish.
因为刚结婚的时候，以为爱就是一起分享好处。
And in the beginning of marriage, we feel that love is to share all the goodness.
但是结婚以后才发现，我们两方都有缺点。
But after marriage, we feel that there are shortcomings on either side.
这个爱不只是分享好处，爱是要承担对方的缺点。
Love is not only to share the goodness, but also to forbear the weakness of the other.
爱是要为对方来牺牲。
Love is to sacrifice for the other spouse.
这个才是爱的深度。
So this is the very depths of love.
所以恋爱很简单啊，恋爱三年，但是有时候结婚不到一年就发生问题。
So it is easy to fall in love, but it is difficult to maintain a marriage.
因为这个里面会有考验。
Because marriage, it is a great trial.
那如果说婚姻发生问题很少说100%是一方有问题，另外一方绝对没有问题。
So if there are problems in a marriage, it is not only the problem of one party, but both parties.
因为人都有缺点。
Because as men, we all have shortcomings.
所以有时候是50%/50%。
So the fault is 50-50.
有时候是60-40或者40-60。
Sometimes it's 60-40 or otherwise.
是多少的问题。
It is a matter of degree.
那如果一方很爱对方，另一方完全不爱，那关系也是会结束的。
If one party loves the other one, but the other one does not love them in return, then this marriage will not endure.
那我们跟神的关系其实就是婚姻的关系。
Our relationship with God is just like the marital relationship.
如果我们跟神的关系发生问题，
if there is problem in our relationship with God,
我们不需要检讨神，神没有问题。
It is not God's fault.
因为神用永远的爱来爱我们。
Because God loves us, God has loved us with an everlasting love.
他是父亲。
He is our father.
他是不会改变的。
He never changes.
他的爱是永远的。
His love endures.
所以一个人如果信仰越来越偏离是我们有问题。
If our faith is digressing away, it is our problem.
神还是希望这个婚姻继续下去，一直到将来有婚宴，我们在一起，在天国。
God hopes that this marriage may continue until the marriage feast.
但是人就选择要离开神，我不要了。
But as man choose to depart from God.
所以这里说你起初的爱心你离弃了。
So that's why it says here that you have left your first love.
那为什么会离弃起初的爱心？
So why would man depart from his first love?
如果我们从圣经来看几节圣经节。
So if we can study this from the scriptures.
耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
耶利米书的第二章。第二节
Jeremiah 2 verse 2 Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem saying Thus says the Lord I remember you the kindness of your youth the love of your betrothal when you went after me in the wilderness in the land not sown
这里神对耶利米说了
Here God said to Jeremiah
说你要去向耶路撒冷的人说
Go and said to the people of Jerusalem.
你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，怎么在跟从神呢？神都记得。
Remember the kindness of your youth, how you loved and how you went after me.
他们刚刚出埃及的时候。
When they departed from Egypt.
神分开红海。
God parted the Red Sea for them.
何等的高兴。
How happy they were.
几百年做奴隶，现在自由了。
They were slaves for many hundred years, but now they are free.
看到埃及的追兵来。
They see the pursuing Egyptian soldiers.
摩西一比，那个海又合起来。
When Moses waved his staff, the sea closed up.
神用这么大的能力拯救他们脱离这个即将来的苦难。
God uses mighty power, mighty hands to deliver them.
再来没有东西，就天降玛哪。
When they went out of food, God gave them manna.
啊，没有水喝，磐石流水。
When they went out of water, God gave them water from the rock.
衣服穿不会破，鞋子不会坏。
For 40 years, their clothes, their shoes were not worn out.
天天看到神的恩典。
They witness the miracle of God every day.
天天感受到神的同在。
They experience God's abidance every day.
天天看到神的爱。
And every day they can see God's love.
但这个叫做起初的爱心。
So this was the first love.
这个没有持多久。
But this did not persist.
在旷野的时候，没有神活不下去啊。
In the wilderness, without God, they cannot survive.
因为没有神，明天就没东西吃了。
Because without God, they would have no food to eat.
如果没有神，就没有水喝了。
Without God, they would have no water.
所以每一天都需要神。
So every day, they need God.
所以这个爱情啊，没有减少。
So this type of, so their love did not diminish.
那这个爱情结束是进到迦南地。
But when they enter into Canaan, that is when the love began to diminish.
我们看第四节、第五节。
Let's read verses 4 and 5. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and become idolaters.
第七节。
Verse 7. I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruits and its goodness. But when you enter, you defile my land and make my heritage an abomination.
就是他们领进肥美之地。
They've been brought into the land of the bountiful.
吃里面的果实美物。
To eat the fruits and its goodness.
生活开始舒服。
When they begin to enjoy the good life,
人就觉得哎，好像不需要神，活得很好。
They feel that they can live a good life without God.
所以那个爱就渐渐淡薄。
So their love for God begin to diminish.
那现在看到很多人在拜偶像。
So when they saw that many people were worshiping idols,
我们刚刚来，我们是移民呢。
They were immigrants.
他们是久住的地方。
So they when they look at the Canaanites worshiping idols,
我们要让他接受我们，我们要学他们的文化。
In order to for them to be accepted by the indigenous people,
所以他们就开始跟着拜偶像。
They need to accept their culture and worship idols.
所以起初的爱就没有了。
So their first love were begin to wane.
那有时候我们在看哦，我们真的也是这样。
So for us, it is the same.
圣经说，穷人有福音传给他们。
The Bible says that the gospel was preached to the poor.
这个穷不一定是肉体的穷。
It may not be those who are poor physically.
有时候心灵的虚空。
It may be those who are poor spiritually and mentally.
有时候是恩典的贫穷。
It may be those who are poor in material blessings.
我们就来找神。
So they come to seek after God.
叫神帮助我们。
For God to help us.
让我们生活过得越来越好。
And as we improve our lives.
越来越好之后，我们觉得哎，好像。没有去教会也不会怎样啊。
We feel that nothing happens if we don't go to church.
没有祷告也不会怎样啊。
We feel that if we don't pray, nothing bad happens.
我们跟神的关系好像越来越远了。
But but the distance between us and God begin become wider and wider.
为什么会失去起初的爱心？
Why would we lose the first love?
有时候是因为活在神的恩典中，忘记了给我们恩典的神。
It is because that we live under the grace of God and we forgot about God.
好像这个雅歌里面在苹果树下睡着了。
It is just like in the Song of Psalms, the one who falls asleep under the apple tree.
在神的恩典下睡着了。
Under the grace of God, we have fallen asleep.
这是第一个。
So this is the first reason.
第二个原因。
The second.
为什么？我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章第十节
Matthew 24 verse
十一节十二节
verse 10 through verse 12 and then many will be offended will betray one another and will hate one another then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many and because lawlessness will abound.The love of many will grow cold.
这个十二节说，不法的事增多，爱心就渐渐减退了，冷淡了。
And our love will eventually grow cold.
那这个不法是什么？
And what is this lawlessness?
当然，如果我们指着社会来讲，有时候我们开车出去， 有的用指头比，要到哪里，你帮我载到那里好吗？
And sometimes we, if we in society today, sometimes we have people who need a ride. They point to a direction where they want to go.
那你要载他，一上车，他枪就拿出来。
And those hitchhikers, if you pick them up, they might, when they get on, they might take out the weapon.
以后谁也不敢载谁。
And from now on, nobody dare to pick up any hitchhikers.
有的发生车祸，你去救他。
Sometimes during an accident, you try to rescue someone.
以后变成被告的，你要负责。
But as a result, you are sued.
所以这样啊，人以后就不敢爱啊。
So as a result, men dare not do good.
这个是社会上的。
And so this is common in society.
社会上的不法的事越来越多，人就越来越冷淡了，最好不要理，才不会有事情。
And so this is the lawlessness in society that people try to avoid these type of situations.
那在教会里面，这个起初的爱心怎么会越来越少呢？
But in church, how can this first love grow cold?
十二节这个叫不法 lawlessness 就是没有照神的话来做的人会变成使人失去了爱心。
And spiritual lawlessness is to not do according to the will of God.
所以前面说，好假先知起来迷惑了很多的人。
Because there are many false prophets who rise up and deceive many.
就是没有照神的话来引起混乱，结果大家就爱心越来越冷淡。
There's confusion and chaos, and not doing and not following the word of God, and that is and that resulted in people growing cold.
所以这个以弗所教会神要叫他们把起初的爱心再恢复起来。
So God wanted them to revive their first love.
那今天我们的教会要怎么把起初的爱心再恢复？
Today, how can we restore that first love?
第一个，
First,
我们要从理性来思考我们信主以后的改变。
We must need to think rationally what changes we made after we believe in Christ.
如果信跟没有信是一样，神的爱我们就感觉不出来。
If there is no difference between believing and not believing, then we cannot experience God's love.
如果信跟不信是天跟地的差别。
If believing and not believing is like heaven and earth.
那神的爱就是天跟地的差别。
And then we find that the love of God is like heaven and earth.
所以有时候我们需要安静的心来思考我们是谁。
So sometimes we need to think about with a quiet mind, who is it? That we are.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians 15.
第九节到十一节。
Verses 9 to 11.
哥林多前书十五章九节到十一节。
Verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of Christ. But by the grace of God, I am what I am.And his grace towards me was not in vain, and I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believe.
第十节说，我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩才成的。
So by what manner of,
我今日成为何等人，这个是神的恩典。
What I am, it is by the grace of God.
那到底保罗是什么人？
And what was Paul?
他先讲到他过去。
He talked about his past.
他说他是逼迫教会的。
He was a persecutor of Christ.
在其他地方他讲我是罪人的头。
And in other parts, he says that he was the chief of sinners.
如果神没有怜悯他。
Without the grace of God.
没有拣选他。
Without God's calling.
将来审判他的罪是最重的。
In judgment, he would carry a heavy sin.
但这么大，他逼迫耶稣，耶稣竟然怜悯他。
Even though he was a persecutor of Christ, but yet God had mercy upon him.
用光照他。
God's light shine upon him.
然后接受他。
And accept him.
让他的罪得赦免。
So that his sins may be forgiven.
再来用他当使徒。
And God chose him to become an apostle.
这个使徒在后面他在讲我是基督的大使。
And he says that he was an ambassador of Christ.
代表基督。
He represented Christ.
非常尊贵。
Very honorable.
那这种改变从一个罪人的头到变成代表主耶稣，这个是神的恩典。
So it is by the grace of God that he can make this transformation to become from a persecutor of Christ to become an ambassador of Christ.
那平常我们一般人呢，就讲哦。 生活很平顺，都不要做事，这样叫做有福气。
Ordinarily, we say that if nothing happen, it is a blessing.
但是保罗在这里，我比别人更劳苦，这是神的恩典。
Paul says that I labor more abundantly, it is by the grace of God.
所以他把神给他机会，而且用恩典来保守他，能够付出很多的劳苦，他觉得这是神的恩典。
So Paul feels that the opportunity given by God, it was by the grace of God.
为什么这样讲?
And why did he say that?
我们看哥林多后书,
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians
第四章,
chapter 4,
17节,
verse 17. Chapter 4, verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
自战自轻的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀。 就是为着神，你受的苦，将来那个荣耀比起来，这是算不了什么。
The suffering and affliction that we suffer for Christ in comparison to the future glory, it is nothing.
那是永远的。
For that is the eternal glory.
那看得见是暂时的，看不见是永远。
For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal.
所以有时候我们看神验证我们，把教会的工作托付我们。
Sometimes we see that we are entrusted with the work of God. We should not take it lightly. This is the grace of God.
神如果给我们身体很健康,
if God give us good health,
头脑很清楚,
God give us a sound mind,
更大的责任为他牺牲更多,
it is the grace of God that we are able to work for him and to sacrifice for him.
所以当我们会爱神，因为我们感受到神的爱。
We love God because we can experience His love.
所以那个起初的爱就是用理性不断去思考，这样我们就会有感觉。
So the first love is for us to continue to think about God's love, so we can have experience His love.
第二个就是在生活中要不断去体验。
And secondly, we need to experience Him in our daily lives.
我们看诗篇的32篇。
That's in the Psalm 32.
诗篇32篇。
Psalm
34篇第8节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
一直到第十节。
Psalm 34, verses 8 to verse 10. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There's no one to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good things.
这里说我们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道它是好的。We
need to taste and see that he is good.
就是说常常要去体验神，你就知道神真的很爱我。That
is to try to experience him, to experience his love for us.
那怎么去体验神?
How do we experience him?
第一个要投靠他。First,
here says to trust him.
英文叫 trust, 信靠他。第二个,
And second,
要敬畏他。
In verse 9, to fear him.
第三个要寻求他。
And thirdly, to seek after him.
那我们如果常常做这个三个动作,
So if we can constantly do these three things,
生活会缺乏很多的恩典。
We'll find that our life will be full of many grace and blessings.
当我们得到恩典的时候, 满心感谢神。
And we need to give thanks to God.
所以每一个困难都是体会神的爱的机会。
In every difficulty, it is the opportunity for us to experience God's grace.
每一个困难都有神的应许在那里等我们。
In every difficulty, we find that there is the promise, blessing of God.
抓住神的应许，用信心祷告，就可以有体验。
If we can grasp onto God's promises, then we can have then we can experience his grace and blessings.
这样我们就会重新来恢复那个起初的爱。
Then we can renew that first love.
第三个,
and third,
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们看, Romans 5.
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章, 第五节,
Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Verse 5, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given, who was given to us.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit has poured out the love of God into our hearts.
有时候我们去看一个生病的信徒。
If we go visit someone who is sick,
我们以为他生病这么严重，一定很多埋怨。
And we may think that this person may have many complaints.
但是万万想不到，他生病这么严重，他讲了很多感谢的话，安慰了好多的人。
But yet this person was able to speak many words of thanksgiving and to comfort and encourage many.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为在他困难的时候，他不断祷告，被圣灵充满。
Because during his difficulties and sickness, he prayed and was filled by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵充满，神的爱就充满在他里面。
And when he was filled by the Holy Spirit, he was filled by God's love.
他就会感觉到，虽然我遇到患难，这是神的爱。
He can experience that during, even though he encountered difficulties, this is by God's love.
那过一段时间，患难就过去了。
And after a period of time, his trials will pass.
所以怎么把那个起初的爱心再恢复过来？
So how can we restore that first love?
如果我们看《使徒行传》呢，当初他们得圣灵。
If we look at the apostolic church,
大家被圣灵充满。
When they were first, when they first received the Holy Spirit, they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
那个教会充满着爱，好像一个家庭。
The church was full of love, like one family.
凡物供应，大家常常在一起吃饭。
They share in all things. They broke bread together.
常常一起聚会。
They have services together.
常常一起团契。
They have fellowships often.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在他们心里。
Because through the Holy Spirit, God poured down His love among them.
所以我们教会要怎么把起初的爱心再提起来呢？
So how can we revive the first love in our church?
第一个要用我们的理性来思考。
We need to first think rationally.
我们信主以后的改变。
The transformation that we have made after believing Christ.
第二个，在生活中要去体验神的恩典。
And secondly, in our daily life, we need to experience Him.
或者数算神的恩典。
And to count His blessings.
第三个。
And thirdly,
要祷告被圣灵充满。
To be prayed and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那我们的爱心就会再一次像刚刚的爱主那个爱心。
And our love will be like the first love.
这就是神对教会的期待。
This is God's expectation for the church. Let's sing him.
324.
324.
我们最后祷告完唱这个副歌。
We'll sing the refrain after the prayer. Of our concluding prayer.
我们请我们不断为教会的圣工来代祷。
Let us remember to continue to pray for our church holy work.
我们接下来一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down and pray.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, 奉主耶稣